Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today we are talking about the Little Chapel, more healings and more miracles. I wanted to follow up with last week. I had the exciting, miraculous week that all started with my red light therapy mask and a meditation about unexpected opportunities. And I had the craziest week. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, you should go back and get the groundwork for today. I promised that I would follow up because I had found out that one of my clients of like 7 years, Sarah O'Mara, and author of the book Healed, Your Miracle Awaits, that she has a chapel right here in Paradise Valley. I could basically walk there from my house. And she just has a really amazing gift of, she's like activated by the Holy Spirit to do healings. And so she also founded Child Help, which she has saved about 14 million children to date. And her partner's name is Yvonne Feddersen. And the two of them together are just a force. So I found out that she has these services once a month. You have to RSVP. It's on her private estate. And this little chapel, which is called the Little Chapel, where people fly in from all over to get healings because she is anointed in that category. And so if you want to know more about that, her book, you have to order. I ordered it on Amazon, Healed, Your Miracle Awaits by Sarah O'Mara. Her last name is spelled O'Mara. And it is mind-blowing. It's such a great story. She started out, they both started out in Hollywood. And I won't go through it all. They were actresses back in the day. And now they're just God's miracle workers. And I am just so blown away. So I wanted to mention, I had posted my podcast last Saturday morning about, you know, the previous week and all of this coming up. And during the day, I always talk about my signs and how God talks to me. I went through the car wash and the car in front of me, the license plate was APJ, and my signs, AP means happy. So I'll get that with an initial, and that'll usually tell me somebody's happy about something. And if I'm not sure who the initial is, I'll ask and I'll get further clarification. So Happy J, I was thinking, who's J? And then I was like, oh, it's Jesus. And I had such confirmation, my whole body. I'm like, this is amazing. It was so nice that he told me he was happy because I had posted that. And it was all about Jesus, the previous podcast. And again, just really shining a light on who he is with how he heals and all of this stuff. So anyways, Sarah's daughter had been emailing with me during the week, and she was the one that had followed up from the photo shoot when I had done Sarah's makeup for the cover of Trends the week before and said, Sarah wanted me to tell you about the Little Chapel. And we had been going back and forth about a few other things. Her name is Taryn. And she invited me. She said Saturday night, people can come into the chapel between 7 and 9 or whatever it was, if you want to pray, that people go in there and pray over all of the chairs of all the people that are coming to be healed. So I said, absolutely, I want to go to that. So I got a little sneak peek on the service Saturday night because I went there, you know, for the pre-show. And the estate is absolutely beautiful. You go in through the gate and it's like a little paved roads, like a little city with little chapel lights all over. And oh, it was so beautiful. And so I went into the White Chapel, and all I can say is the you can totally feel the presence of God there. I've been in churches where you can and churches where you can't, but this was the thickest feeling of that anointed feeling I've ever felt. And so it was very, the atmosphere was very serious, very holy, and very just heavy. And I was thinking about it. I was telling a friend later, and again, it was just holy. It's the only way to describe it. Anyways, I'll just move along. So I did my prayer thing. I sat there. It just felt so peaceful, you know, to just sit with your eyes closed. And everyone was just very seriously praying that was in there, just a handful of people. So I left after like an hour, and the next morning I got up and the service started at 10:30, but they say to get there at 9 if you want to get a seat, because there's only 200 seats and then there's like an overflow area you can go in. So I got there about 8:45, and there was already maybe 5 cars lined up outside the gate in front of me. So right at 9, they opened the gate and the cars started slowly turning in to the estate. And right before I got to where to turn in, there was another car that wasn't in the line. They were just coming from the other direction wanting to turn in. So I let them cut in front of me. And when they cut in front of me, it was the same APJ license plate. It wasn't the exact same car because I talked to her because she parked right next to me. But it said APJ, which was Happy Jesus. And I'm like, who could make this up? Right as I'm pulling in, I'm getting the Happy Jesus. And of course he's happy because we're all there to glorify him. So anyways, that was amazing. So I parked and I went in and got my seat. And by about 10:30, obviously everything filled up. And right when Sarah came out to start her service, there was somebody in the front row that a few people were taking photos and video, and I couldn't really see. I didn't think a whole lot of it. But right when Sarah came out, and she's just like an angel, she comes out and just the way she's dressed and how she carries herself, you can just see like she is amazing. And there's this huge marble Jesus statue behind her. And I read on her site that some dignitary or somebody she healed in Europe had that made for the little chapel, and that it took 2 months to get there coming overseas. So that's behind her, and beautiful flowers everywhere. And so when she started off the service, she said she wanted to welcome Bobby Kennedy, and that was him in the front row. And he stood up and waved to everyone. So that was an unexpected surprise. That was amazing. And he did leave early. And when he left, Sarah said he had a flight to catch, and he had what I'm assuming is security with him and maybe his grandson. So that was amazing. So then she started her service, and probably the first 45 minutes or so, maybe even an hour, she told the story of Joseph from the Bible and the story of David and Goliath. And it was such a great setup for the healings, because with the story of Joseph, she was talking about, again, how long he had to wait for redemption and how much faith he had to give God and everything he went through. And I won't go into all the details, but how God lifted him up at the end. And it was just, it's such a great story. And then the story of David and Goliath. She talked about how first he had to slay the lion and then the bear, and then obviously then he was prepared for Goliath. And she said, if there were no Goliath, David would have just been a shepherd boy. He would have never been who he is. And so it was really inspiring. She was really funny too. Very funny. Her sermon, it was so thought out. She put a lot of work into it, and not that she needs my accolades, but wow, I just felt so like lit up the whole service. It was amazing. So then after that, there was like a small break, and then she had people get up to tell testimonial stories. Like there was somebody that had flown in from Hawaii. There was somebody else from Texas, I believe. And there was maybe three people that got up and told stories of how they met Sarah and their health issues and their miraculous healings. And they were all just great stories. So, and I feel like too, the premise of that is for people to believe that it's possible. And she did talk a little bit about how people can steal your healings afterwards. You know, she said one time she had gotten somebody out of a wheelchair walking that couldn't walk. And when her husband picked her up, he was like, get back in that chair. What are you doing? And he basically like ripped the healing right from her. And she talked a little bit about how, you know, people do somehow get set in their mindsets of whatever the identity is sometimes with being sick, and how it's serving you. And I know that's probably not the best way to say it, but I've heard about that before. And I really like that she did that. And so, because then you could see it being played out a little bit with resistance with people when she was actually doing the healings. And so then she started the healing portion, and that went on for about an hour. And she had extensive notes because she'd been praying about it the last, you know, few days or however long. And so the people that she would ask to stand up, she would say, like, I'm not saying exactly the right descriptions, but it might be, there's somebody that has a sciatica problem. Or she might say, there's three people in here that have this issue. Can you stand up? And so they would stand up, and then they would give them the microphone, and Sarah would say, and you could feel the Holy Spirit in the room. And she would just say, you know, okay, you're healed. How do you feel? And most of the people would say right then and there, I feel better, or they'd already started feeling better like in the hour before, which she said sometimes it even happens the night before on their way there. And then anyone where there was any resistance with it, well, I still feel like I'm feeling it, or they'd start talking and you could hear how they're like tied to the story of that it's cemented in a fact that whatever this pain is or whatever they have, that they have it. And so she was just trying to break that loose. And she would say, okay, you know, I want you to feel again. You need to stop talking. You need to go into your body. You need to see, do you still feel this pain? And it was interesting. And so most of the people did. She, even one person that seemed to be resisting, she said, okay, well, I was shown this ahead of time that your healing was here. The Holy Spirit is here. So you're getting your healing. I'm going to do a prayer about it once more. And so then she did a prayer and everybody prayed over this person. So it was great. And she did say too, you know, not everyone gets healed. And that was part of the setup too, with the story of Joseph, you know, and how long he had to wait. And she said she doesn't know why, that it's just a fact. And some people did come several times to the healing rooms or the healing chapel, the little chapel, sorry, before they got their healing. Hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. So after all of the healings, which was amazing, then there was a luncheon on the grounds afterwards. And when you gave your RSVP for the service, you have to let them know if you're staying for the lunch also. And it was such a beautiful day, sun shining, mountain views, grass, pool, you know, just so beautiful. They had tables set up with umbrellas all outside the in the back of the house by the pool. And so they had a buffet line for food and desserts, and it was just beautiful. So I sat at a table with a bunch of other women. I met a lot of cool people in the line. I met somebody awesome that I sat next to waiting for the service to start, and her story was great of her and her husband and how they had been healed before and were coming back. They hadn't been there in a while and were coming back to the services. So it was just so amazing. So when I left, maybe around 1 o'clock, I'm going to say, I was going back to my car. Oh, and they were selling some of the books, the one that I had gotten on Amazon. And I didn't know, because the book I had gotten was written by Sarah. I didn't know that her partner, Yvonne, who I also do her makeup for those Trends magazine covers for 8 years in a row, she also has 2 other books that she wrote. And they're like huge, and they're just filled with stories of all the people that have come to the, not just come to the little chapel, but people that Sarah has prayed for either in the past or on the phone, or just miraculous story after miraculous story, every possible ailment imaginable. So when I had went into the chapel when I first got there, they had a table set up with all these books, but I didn't have cash on me, and they only were accepting cash or checks, and I didn't have checks either. And so I really wanted to get the books, and I knew I could get them on Amazon, but I really wanted to leave with them, because all of the ones that you get there, they have a special little note from Sarah and Yvonne in the front. And so anyways, right as I was leaving, I went back to the front of the chapel just to see if they were still there with the books, because I was going to say, I'm going to run to the bank, because there was a bank nearby, and get cash and come back. And it was all gone and put away. So right as I was walking to my car, this woman came out of like a back office and said, "Were you looking for something?" And I said, "Oh, I was just trying to buy one of the other books, or a couple of the other books, but I don't have cash, but it's okay. I'll just get it next time." And she's like, no, I can take you up to the house. We have them at the house." And I said, "But I don't have any cash." And she goes, "Don't even worry about it. I'm going to just gift it to you." And I'm like, "You don't have to do that." So as I'm walking with her, other people were walking in the other direction, and she seemed to know everyone. And well, turns out it was Taryn, who was Sarah's daughter. And so it was pretty cool that I got to meet her. And had I just left, I would not have gotten the chance to meet her in person. So I felt like that was divinely orchestrated also. And she was so amazing. She took me up to the house, and then she got me 3 books. She got me another copy of Healed, Your Miracle Awaits, and then the two other books that Yvonne wrote. And she said, "These are all just a gift from me." And I'm like, "You don't have to do that." But it was so sweet. And she said, I said, "I already have this one." And she said, "Well, gift it to somebody else." So one of my clients had called to order some products the day after or something, and she's dealing with some stuff. And so I said, I told her the story briefly and said, I'm going to put this book in there for you. So the book is on the way to her. She'll be getting it on Monday. And I did text a couple other of my clients that I know are fighting cancer and different things. So it's just so inspirational. And when you hear all the stories, you know, God is no respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for everyone. And so I just get so worked up and so excited and want everyone to know about it. And that's why I am giving you guys the up-to-date part two here. So if you guys are interested, whether you're in the area, Scottsdale, Phoenix area or not, people do fly in from all over, and you can go to thelittlechapel.org, and that has the information for their next services coming up. There's one November 8th, I believe, or 9th. I think it's November 9th. And there's one a month just during season here. And then I also know she has a service on December 12th that's going to be at the Franciscan Renewal Center. So you have to RSVP, and then you have to let her know if you're staying for the lunch. So it is just such a little pocket miracle. And I mean, by pocket, I just mean like hidden. I could not believe that I never knew about this. And anyone I've been telling and mentioning it to, they haven't heard either. So I am just spreading the word. And for a wrap up, I just want to say that every miracle is a love letter from God. Sometimes it shows up as an instant healing. Sometimes it's divine protection. Sometimes it's just the peace that you feel when you're in the middle of a storm. And this past week, I had a storm going on, and I just kept thinking, and Sarah talked about this in her service or her book. I know it stemmed from her, how whatever you're going through, you just have to put your eyes on Jesus. I just kept saying, Lord, I'm giving this to you. I'm giving this to you. I'm giving this to you. And everything just kept turning around. It works every time. You just have to become bulletproof. Like, I don't care what the outer experience is, the outer manifestation is looking like. You say no, and it does align with my book, The Truth, the Lie, and the Miracle. The miracle code portion of my book, which isn't finished yet, but I am working hard with the last edits. And it just explains that you have to align with the truth in order to get your miracle. And in this scenario, the truth isn't the story of what happened and how it happened and how you got there. The truth is that God can heal you, and he will heal you. So I hope that you'll go or stream. I think they stream the episodes online too, so you can watch. And they say people, I took the book and put it on the crate when we took my daughter's cat in that same first week. We had just some more scary stuff. We didn't know what it was. The cat was coughing, but I won't go into that whole story. But I did bring the book and I left it on top of the crate, and everything miraculously turned around and everything is fine. So, and last thing, this is so great. The morning of, I forgot to say this, the service, I got up and was getting ready to go, and my daughter's dog, Daisy, who is like 4 pounds, 5 pounds, was acting weird. And I was like, what is up now? And our Maltese had just died a few weeks ago. She was 19, and I did a podcast on that. But, and all the answered prayers around her, which there's so many, but I saw that she was just acting weird. I won't go into all the details. And I was like, okay, this is just the enemy trying to keep me from going to this service. And I'm like, there is just no way I'm going to stop everything and do this. I'm like, I'm trusting in Jesus. He knows I'm going to this service. And I put her on this blanket on my bed with the book next to her, Healed, Your Miracle Awaits. And my daughter did come and take her for the day while I was in the service, and she was totally fine. And Jesus showed me he did heal her too. I got that spelled out yesterday, whatever it was. So my prayer is that these stories remind you that heaven is closer than you think. So if this episode blessed you, share it with someone who needs hope today. And remember, revival starts right where you are. So until next time, keep living the beauty revival, body, mind, and spirit. And remember, your miracle is already on the way to you. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. Till next time. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.